This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Let's jump into the book, Economics in One Lesson, where we've been going chapter by chapter over a period of months now at this point. Sometimes we miss a week or two in a row, and so we're only up to chapter 14. I'd say we're at this point about halfway through what is just over a 200-page long book in the edition that I have in front of me. And, Johnny Ray, this was, I believe, your original proposal. You're a big fan of economics.
Sure. I wanted to help. I wanted to learn. I wanted myself to learn. They say that the best way to learn is to teach a subject,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really consider that I've taught anybody anything, but I've definitely learned as I've read this book, and I'm kind of in a quest for the great book that will be, that can be a foundation for anybody's education into ethics and liberty and so forth. And this book has been recommended for a long time. We've all discovered a lot of its strengths
and some weaknesses.
Found a lot of weaknesses.
Yeah. I'd say it's at, you know, like 90%. I mean, it's a pretty good message. It's you know, it's got a pretty consistent message, but every now and then he goes back against his own recommendations against state monopolies and control.
And if I understand what you had said, you're trying to find like the book that will convert someone to libertarianism.
That when somebody comes to you and says, "Can you recommend a book that is that has got all these ideas ready there for a beginner?"
I wouldn't say this is a libertarian book, though. This, I mean, this is like a good book as far as economics is concerned, but I haven't heard him address the non-aggression principle, I don't think, thus far.
True. Well, my point was going to be there's not necessarily the one book that will be, you know, the thing for everyone.
That's true. It depends on where an individual is coming from in their life. So, I mean, it might be better to give a liberal a book like Mary Ruart's Healing Our World as
right.
compared to a conservative.
I think the best thing to give somebody is the, oh gosh, I forget what it's called, but it's the YouTube video, the animated video.
Philosophy of Liberty.
That is the best to give someone.
That's a good one because it's short. It's about 8 minutes long.
Yep.
It's easy to understand. It's simple, and it really puts across the basic libertarian idea of non-aggression in an easy-to-comprehend manner.
And I would, if I had to come up with, you know, like a book, just general, you know, hey, my friend wants to learn more about, you know, the ideas of liberty, my default is The Law by Basquiat.
Yeah, that's a good book. It's kind of got a bit of an old-style feel to it in the way that it's written, and I know that I personally have trouble reading that. And I think that's also part of, you know, part of the problem with books is a lot of people these days, especially younger people, they don't want to read, so
right.
having a video that you can point somebody to is, I think, far more useful
audiobook.
For our purposes today. Yeah,
I think a lot more people listen to audiobooks.
Especially people who are time-challenged, they're driving to work
because
or whatever.
You can, you know, listen to an audiobook while doing other things.
Right. So, and thankfully we have multimedia options now, so you can actually, if you have the ability to have a conversation with somebody, you could say, hey, would you rather watch a movie? Would you rather read a book? Would you rather listen to something? And you can actually give them what's best for them based on what their feedback was that they've given you, because we have so many different tools and so many different options. But this is a good book as far as economics is concerned. He's got some basic concepts that he's going over here, and they're very important fundamentals to economics. And whether it's a libertarian book, though, I would say it's not, because he takes some anti-liberty positions when he kind of gives government a pass on right. some of the things that it, that
and
it does.
And just one thing real quick about Bastiat and the law. He basically wrote in 1848, taxation is theft.
Mm-hmm.
He just used different wording to say it.
Gotcha. So he
called it legal plunder.
Let's jump in here to what is a very short chapter in the book, chapter 14, Saving the X Industry. Now, this comes on the tails of chapter 13, which we discussed last week, which was all about parity pricing, where this one industry, farming, was supposed to be so important that it had to have maintained price controls over a long period of time.
Right.
And in this chapter, it's kind of a shortened retread of some of those concepts of, well, now instead of farming, just fill in the blank for X industry, and there's always some sort of political darling at the moment, at whatever moment in time we're talking about. He gives an example of the silver business, which was apparently, you know, being saved by the government, supposedly, back when this book was being written. And so there's always some sort of industry of the moment.
Yeah, one of us should have looked into the story. I know I didn't.
About the silver?
About silver and China. He's got kind of an intriguing sentence here. He says that one of the arguments for the rescue plan of silver was that it would help, quote, the East,
mm-hmm.
which I suppose is silver interests in the East. One of its actual results was to cause deflation in China, which had been on a silver basis, and to force China off that basis. The U.S. Treasury was compelled to acquire at ridiculous prices far above the market level hoards of unnecessary silver and to store it in vaults.
Yeah, and what I found interesting here was that, you know, his point that businesses should be allowed to die. And the idea that some business is so important that it has to be kept alive, our most recent example of this would be the automotive industry, or one of the most recent examples in recent history here in the United States, was the bailouts of the automotive and the banking sectors.
Yep.
Too big to fail, they said. These businesses are important to the American economy. But failure is a natural process in business. Not every business is going to last forever, and nor should they.
Now, and I half jokingly made this comment before the show. Were there, you know, groups of scribes that were lobbying to prohibit the printing press because it would have put them out of business?
I bet there were. I mean, obviously we'd have to go and do a lot of research to probably try to find that out, but it's, you know, this is the same old story being told again and again and again. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if that were the case.
You know, it just seems to me that, and, you know, this is pure speculation here, but it seems to me that for the most part of human history, people accepted that innovation was something to really be looked forward to and accepted and embraced. It seems that, you know, it's really only within the last 100 years that the anti-innovation sentiment has really grown.
Well, is there an anti-innovation sentiment, or is it just that the industries who don't want innovation are loud and obnoxious about it? I mean, if you look at Uber innovating in the area of ride sharing, most of the people who've ever taken a Lyft or an Uber have really enjoyed the experience. So I wouldn't say that most people are against those services or that there's some sort of sentiment beyond the people who are connected to the taxi cab companies who are definitely against the idea of innovations in their industry. They want to protect the status quo.
Well, I would say that most people probably don't really have an educated opinion on most things.
No, but they do want to get to where they want to go, and they want to get there quickly, and they can see that Uber and or Lyft usually does a better job of it.
Of the people that have used Uber or Lyft,
correct.
And I don't think that's a majority people.
No, they're not
that's
in every
why
city.
I said, most people don't have an educated opinion.
True, but there's a difference between having an or not having an educated opinion and being anti-innovation. Right. So I don't know. Johnny Ray, do you feel like there's an anti-innovation thread that's relatively common amongst people in the United States? I don't see it.
No, I don't see it.
Yeah. So I think the wrap-up in this chapter is the most, in my opinion, the interesting part here. And we'll dig a little further into the idea of protecting X industry. Well, what, of course, is it that happens when you subsidize the existence of one industry? Well, the other industries suffer. Individuals suffer, and their buying decisions are altered as a result of that. And they argue, the author here argues, that everyone ends up poorer because of that. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring us what you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you've been thinking about starting up a website and you want to make it easy, then go to HostGator. They are one of the top hosting companies out there, and you can get 50% off of their regular prices by visiting this URL. It's HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, and that will get you access to their easy one-click installation for WordPress, a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support option, as well as a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, there's a 99.99% uptime rating with HostGator, one of the most the top hosting companies out there. You can go to HostGator.com/FTL. Get 50% off, 50% off their regular prices at HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue here, more on the book that we've been going chapter by chapter through. We're not reading the entire thing on the air, just kind of highlighting some interesting portions and discussing Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. A relatively short chapter this week, chapter 14, Saving the X Industry. And we've all seen this happen time and time again in the United States. And I'm sure it happens in other governments around the world, where politically connected industry people go to their Congress folks and lay out their arguments and lay out cash bribes and, you know.
Here are all of the reasons that you should give me millions upon millions of dollars to make sure that I can stay in business.
Well, and one of the big pitches is not so much going to be that it's all about me, the owner. It's always about the employees. We got to save the jobs, Daryl. Why would you be against saving jobs? I mean, you guys, do you hate the workers?
Well, if you're making a product that is subpar that people don't want to buy, you should be allowed to go out of business naturally.
But the jobs, Daryl, these people have to feed their families. They've got, you know,
yes,
bills to pay.
And if they've got all of these important skills that you claim they have, they should not have difficulty finding other work.
Or the very
your
least
products are subpar. Nobody wants to buy them. Go out of business, please.
It's not, you're not entitled to have the kind of work in the kind of industry you want. If you're in a growing economy where innovation is happening, in order for that track to continue, it is required that businesses become obsolescent and shrink and die. And if you don't have the death part, as Hazlitt says in the final part of the chapter, I think,
right,
if you don't have the death, then you can't have the new life.
And Forbes has an article from several years ago, but it says failure is a necessary part of innovation.
Mm. Yeah, how do
because
you know how to get it right?
Until from you've got it failure wrong comes learning, iteration, adaption, and the building of new concepts. So you have
sure
to fail before you can innovate.
Yeah, I don't know who said it, but that I've heard it said that you have to fail your way to success.
Yes, I think Henry Ford is often attributed as saying that.
So the idea, writes Hazlitt at the very end of the chapter here, that an expanding economy implies that all industries must be simultaneously expanding is a profound error. In order that new industries may grow fast enough, it is usually necessary that some old industries should be allowed to shrink or die. In doing this, they help release the necessary capital and labor for those new industries. If we had tried to keep the horse and buggy trade artificially alive, we should have slowed down the growth of the automobile industry and all of the trades that were dependent on it. We should have lowered the production of wealth and retarded economic and scientific progress. We do the same thing, however, when we try to prevent any industry from dying in order to protect the labor already trained or the capital already invested in it.
So the sunken cost fallacy. We've already trained all of these people.
Yeah.
And we've already spent all of this money. We have to continue.
Paradoxical as it may seem to some, it is just as necessary to the health of a dynamic economy that dying industries be allowed to die as that growing industries be allowed to grow. The first process is essential to the second. It's as foolish to try to preserve obsolescent industries as to try to preserve obsolescent methods of production. So, for instance, you know, if there's a new, more efficient means of producing something, why would you want to keep the old way around? If it's half as efficient to do it the old right. way, you want to bring the new way into play. But the people who want to do things the old way, like let's say unions might want to do, where they want to get paid to do it the old way because it takes longer and they need more people right. for it.
This is something that we talked about a few weeks ago with the maximum employment.
Right.
Basically the wet dream of everybody's got to be employed full time.
But like the idea that having 100 men dig a ditch is somehow more valuable than having one guy with a earth mover come in there
right.
And do it. It's not. That's an insane waste of resources. Sure, you've employed 100 men, but ultimately you're not efficiently employing those men, and so
right.
you're wasting people's money. You're wasting what could be created.
Right. So instead of hiring somebody to cut your grass with a lawnmower, you should hire 100 people to cut your grass with scissors.
With a pair of scissors. Or with their teeth. Go out there and tear at it.
Well, that's just strange and weird, and you're not going to get it as even.
That's true.
As if you're using scissors.
But it will take longer if you use your teeth. And that means more people will get paid more. You could double your hours if you're using your teeth.
True.
So he says here that it's as foolish to try to preserve obsolescent industries as to try to preserve obsolescent methods of production. This is often, in fact, merely two ways of describing the same thing. Improved methods of production must constantly supplant obsolete methods if both old needs and new wants are to be fulfilled by better commodities and better means. But instead, we get politicians and old industry associations and business owners pushing hard to keep us in the past.
And they must have read these 9 rules for stifling innovation that I stumbled across.
And where was this from again?
The Harvard Business Review.
I read that too, Daryl. It reads to me like somebody who, like bitter grapes from somebody who got fired from somebody.
Well, let's get into it here in a moment. But first, Mustache is calling from Brooklyn on watching on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Mustache.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I just wanted to, first of all, I don't know who the man in the striped red shirt is, but I agree with his last statement.
I'm Ian.
Ian, I agree with your last statement that, failing businesses should be allowed to fail. I also would agree that failing cultures and countries should be left to fail. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, anything that's failing, probably should be allowed to fail. What are you thinking of specifically?
I was just thinking about it in general terms of, but I want to preface this conversation by first of all explaining to you boys that I'm a part of Antifa.
Antifa, what is that?
Antifa is the anti-fascist group.
Okay, so you're against fascism?
Well, I mean, not kind of, because
kind of?
We like to use
you can't spell anti-fascism without fascism.
So,
all right, hold on. I want to hear more about this. I've seen the Antifa thing online. I have never actually, I don't know if we've ever spoken with one, so we'll see if you can tell us more about it coming up here in moments with Mustache in Brooklyn. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Daryl, you've got 9 rules for stifling innovation. We'll see how many of them we can get to, because we just had a call come in from somebody who claims to be part of Antifa, which is short for anti-fascist. So we'll get into that with him here in a moment. Also want to remind you about shopping with Free Talk Live. If you would like to help support the show, one of the easiest ways to do it is to go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Amazon US, UK, and Canada, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. It is that simple, and it helps Free Talk Live. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to someone calling themselves Mustache in Brooklyn. Mustache, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you're just kind of getting into explaining what Antifa means or what it stands for. I mean, anti-fascist, I'm against fascism. I'm also against all forms of government, all forms of aggression. And so I don't know if I would qualify as anti-fascist alone. I'm anti-aggression. But tell me what it means to be Antifa or anti-fascist.
Well, what it means to me is everybody's got to be equal.
Why?
Because because certain people are attacking other people, because let's get to the point. You You said you're against aggression, but sometimes you need aggression to quell unintelligent behavior that could be dangerous to you.
Like what?
Punching
Nazis? For instance, like North Korea launching nukes all over the place.
Well, no, you don't need aggression to defend yourself. So in order to defend yourself, you can use violence to defend yourself. But
so you got to be aggressive when you do.
No, not necessarily.
That's the Antifa way.
Okay, maybe that's your way, but you're saying you have to be aggressive, and I'm telling you, no, you don't. There's plenty of martial arts out there that use the energy of the opponent, the energy of the attacker, against them.
Have you ever talked to someone from Antifa?
No, you're the first person that we've ever talked to, which is why I'd like
you
to tell me more about it.
We don't like people like you.
Oh, you sound like a lovely,
person. Or your friend.
Huh?
We don't like you kind of people.
Okay. What does that mean? What is you kind of people?
Well, let's just say you kind of resemble a kind of people that we don't like.
I don't know if I believe you that you're Antifa. You're not. You're not really. Eloquent here. You're not really explaining what the belief system is. I don't feel like you might actually be real. I think you might be an all-writer.
Pardon my pun here. I must ask you a question. is Antifa the people that go around punching Nazis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there more that you can tell us about what it actually means to be part of this Antifa group, or do you just want to talk about how you don't like people?
Well, I'll tell you what it means. The Federal Reserve should be eliminated and currency should be printed by the Treasury of the United States.
That does not answer.
You had me with the first part of the Federal Reserve should be eliminated. I don't think that we should give the U.S. Treasury more power.
The Federal Reserve is our number one enemy as Antifa.
Why?
Because the Federal Reserve enslaves us with debt. Because it creates more debt than we actually have physical currency to pay for.
Okay, that's true.
And what makes you think that the Treasury issuing currency would not also wind up issuing more currency than what they actually have to back it up?
Because it's federally audited.
Oh, so when they used fractional reserve banking in the 1920s, and a lot of that money was distributed by the U.S. Treasury in addition to the Federal Reserve, there was still fractional reserve banking. Just because the U.S. government says, we've got a piece of silver here, doesn't mean they actually have enough pieces of silver to where if everybody went and requested one, that they would all be able to get one.
Exactly.
Now, aren't the Antifa folks against the alt-right? Isn't Antifa sort of like the opposite reaction, if you will, of the universe against the alt-right?
Yes, sir.
Now, doesn't the alt-right also support ending the Federal Reserve?
They do.
Yeah, so there you go. You guys have a little bit of common ground. You can come together on at least one issue. But, you haven't really laid it out.
Join the alt-right, then, and stop being...
No, I wouldn't say you should
faggot.
Join the alt... I wouldn't say you should join the alt-right. I'm not
in
favor
of... them?
Well, they seem to be a group of Nazis, so...
That's what they seem to be, really?
Yeah, I think you are actually part of the alt-right. That's my belief here.
Why would you place that label on me if you just said it?
Because you're doing a very poor job of describing what Antifa is. I mean, I can pull up a news article, say those things on the radio, so we're just going to go ahead and get rid of your call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And so, I don't know, maybe all the Antifa people are as virulent and nasty as that person. Again, I have no experience with the Antifa people. Normally, it's the alt-righters who've been calling into this show. And that's why I believe that this person is not part of Antifa.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Again, maybe they're just as nasty as the alt-righters. You said that some of them are known for actually punching people in real life.
Well, I don't know if it's the Antifa people, but I know that there is a group that advocates for punching Nazis.
Yeah, no, there is something in this. I've got a Salon article that goes into quite a bit of detail about the Antifa, and it does say something here about physically attacking members of the alt-right. So I believe that is who that group
right
embraces that to some extent, whether they are as nasty as that individual on, would be as so rude on the radio. I don't know. Maybe they are as bad as the alt-right, sort of the other, the equal and opposite reaction, if you will,
right,
of them.
Mustache said that he didn't like you, and he didn't like us, and he didn't like people like us.
Right.
And he didn't look like people who looked like us.
But
he calling us Jews?
But
I mean,
then
as an Antifa.
Towards the end, I think he... is claiming somehow that the three of us are homosexual, and I
that sounds
don't think
pretty all right.
Any of us are. I know I'm not. I'm guessing you're not because I've seen some of the women you've dated, Johnny.
I'm not. This looks like this is the beginning of a homosexual witch hunt, and I'm not gonna participate.
If you want to enlighten us a little further on Antifa, I have seen a lot of the alt-righters on, just sort of on the internet on the attack against the Antifa folks.
Right.
And so they are definitely arrayed against one another, these two groups. Again, I'm pretty much ignorant on this subject. I'm not going to have time to get into this Salon piece. It's very detailed about what Antifa stands for. But I would guess, given that they're more of a leftist slant in the Antifa folks, because it does say here there's a lot of socialists and anarchists within Antifa, and presumably by anarchists they mean anarcho-communists.
Right.
So
it's a window-smashing kind that... Yeah. Probably might actually be government agents.
But it would, again, more evidence that this caller was not part of Antifa. I would suggest that since they're more leftists on the Antifa, they're likely more friendly towards homosexuals than you would find on the alt-right. And so
and
to find them using the...
leftists, they're probably also not in favor of abolishing the Federal Reserve.
Probably not. And also, if they're, not homophobes, they're probably not going to be using the term faggot, as this
right.
caller did. So, again, sorry, don't believe you, dude. So, more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. We'll get into the 9 rules for stifling innovation, or at least as many of the 9 as we have time to discuss. And you can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs, but economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A+ rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here on this number, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get the perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. Get all the details and get signed up with Bitcoin or credit cards and PayPal over at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We go to Jeff. He's in Illinois listening to WRMN in Elgin. Hey, Jeff.
Thank you. G. Edward Griffin was on the George Norrie show the other night. I think it was Thursday night. And he mentioned going to Acapulco. I think it's Acapulco. Or I can't
Anarchapulco.
Even pronounce it. I'm so used to hearing you guys say Anarchapulco.
That's what it is.
I can't pronounce the normal name of the city anymore.
Acapulco.
It screwed me up.
G. Edward Griffin was at Anarchapulco. We interviewed him.
He mentioned it on the George Norrie show. So basically, he mentioned you guys. He mentioned libertarians and anarchists. Because if he said Anarchapulco, the George Norrie, you know, audience might think, "What is that?" You know, I mean, but he could he didn't use that term, but he did mention anarchists and stuff.
Gotcha.
And then George asked him about how do you feel about Bitcoin, and he said he likes gold and silver better. By the way, have you guys heard of what they call carrot bars?
No. Is that the Valcumbi bar to where it's like a 50-gram bar? I've also seen like 20-gram to where it's perforated to where you can snap off little 1-gram pieces.
Well, this is what my understanding of it is. I believe they're made in Germany. And they have actual gold inside of them, and I think they are like a credit card size, but they have a very small amount of gold. They might have like $40 worth of gold. So they have an affordable amount of gold.
Oh, those, yeah, I've actually got one of those, where it's got a 1-gram piece of gold inside a little piece of plastic. It's about the size of a credit card.
And it has the information on it verifying that it's authentic so that people who get it, you know, they... In other words, you know what I'm saying? Like certain coins are in a sealed container saying that they are, you know, a legitimate coin. because yeah. sometimes people might have questions about it, you know, and then it's a way of them for
it's got a
new
certificate
kind of
number, metal fineness, the metal weight, and then certificate assayer. It's also got a QR code that I've never scanned. It's got the name of the mint on here.
Where'd you get that?
I got this from Roberts & Roberts Brokerage. I actually
Did you pay
won
cryptocurrency
this.
For? Oh, no.
No, I won this because I had bought one of the lucky blocks on the art.freeross.org.
That's right. Ross Ulbricht's art project thing that we were talking about last year. Jeff, anything else you want to share tonight?
That sounds pretty neat. You know, it's like a miniature. It's like an affordable way to get bullion, maybe, or something like that, possibly.
Yeah, it looks like, what was that? You said a gram of
one
gold?
One gram.
Yeah,
so
what's that worth?
$45
$45 right now.
Plus, you know, because it's a small amount, the minting cost is still the same. So mm-hmm. your markup is going to be a little higher than
sure.
spot.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. He mentioned that G. Edward Griffin, more of a gold and silver guy, which is
right.
to be expected. I mean, he's an elderly gentleman. He was in, I think he was like 85 or something like that. He was definitely in his 80s and still looking good and, you know, really with it and sharp, sharp mind and in good shape. We saw him down there. I'd never met him before. We'd never talked to G. Edward Griffin before on Free Talk Live. So that was kind of a treat. He's somebody who wrote a very, very popular book, The Creature from Jekyll Island,
yes,
which was all about the formation of the Federal Reserve way back in 1913. That's not when the book was written, but that's when the Federal Reserve
right.
was formed. And so it's to be expected that somebody who for their whole lifetime has been into precious metals, or a good chunk of their lifetime as an adult has been into precious metals, to continue to hold on to that.
Well, one of my serious critiques of his book is his advocation that the U.S. Treasury should be the central issuing authority of... He wants there to be a central issuing authority of currency.
Well, he may have wanted that when he wrote the book, but what he was basically saying at Anarchapulco was that he has become a voluntarist or an anarchist or whatever term you want to use there. So that over the years, as he's been exposed to more and more people in the liberty movement,
okay.
who for the most part are a good bulk of the people that are the kind of folks who would consume his book in the first place.
Right.
That's why he was there at Anarchapulco. And that was sort of part of the conversation that we had had with him was about his path of where
okay.
he's come from to where he is now. So I don't know what year that book was written in, but I suspect it was decades ago. So he's changed his mind a little bit since
Good.
Then about the state. So anyway, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. But again, getting somebody who's in their 80s to embrace new technology like Bitcoin, it's not to say it's impossible. There are definitely some folks who are elderly that are very interested in technology
right.
and Bitcoin. I was just talking with the lady that actually owns one of the local garbage collection companies here in Keene. She's 70 years old, and she's very interested in acquiring some Bitcoin for the purposes of taking some money out of the U.S. dollar and putting it into something else that might hold its value better.
Now, there might be some people listening that are confused by what you mean by one of the several local companies that deals in the garbage business, because there's a lot of places to where
right.
they just
have the government pick it up.
The government I never thought that anybody other than the government would want to pick up trash.
Yeah, here you can actually contract. In fact, you have to, unless you want to take it down to the dump or the transfer station yourself. You'd have to hire somebody to do it. There is no
and
government option.
And taking it to the dump is ridiculous because you either have to pay with a check.
That's right.
Or go to the city and buy stickers that you put on the bags or something.
I don't know about that one. But, yeah, I've heard the rumor about something like that. But, yeah, that's because the government runs the transfer station and the dump. But they don't do garbage pickup here. So there's actually a competitive market in picking up people's garbage. So I
remember... early on, soon after I moved here, talking to my landlord, and we were maybe moving down the street or something,
mm-hmm.
and our dumpster was starting to fill up a little bit, and I said, yeah, we just, you know, maybe need to, we're having some problems, we're slowing down because we've got a full dumpster, and he said, oh, okay, well, I'll just make a phone call and have that taken care of, for you.
And that was a surprise to you.
It was a real surprise to me because you don't, I mean, where I come from, the trash is removed when the trash is ready to be removed, and not before. But here, where there's just more kinds of things like that and more freedom in New Hampshire, you see things like that, and the trash removal system is superior.
I remember when I first moved here and found out about that, it was a surprise, but a pleasant one, and I opened up the phone book, and this was like a decade plus ago at this point, and looked at all the different garbage collectors.
Do they still publish those things around here?
They do. They're so small, too, in this area, because there's not a large amount of population, right. But they're very, very thin phone books here. And so I actually called all of the garbage companies and got their rates and went with the cheapest option, which was kind of a cool thing to go through. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, gentlemen. Interesting stuff about New Mexico. I've said before, and this is under the category that Special Agent in Charge of New Mexico, Tom McClenahan, when he retired, stated that New Mexico was the most corrupt state in the nation.
What was he in charge of?
The FBI in New Mexico, in the New Mexico region. And so he was in a position to know. And there's a judge that I was friends with that also shared with me. We were discussing, I was having issues with the police here, following me around doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. At least that's what I suspected. And the judge said to me, this was a Facebook conversation, which we happened to be having in the context of a posting on my page. He came over and looked at it and then commented on it. And because I had posted against Facebook, partly to make it public that this stuff was going on so that there'd be a record of it if anything ever happened to me. And this judge, who has a name that I'm not going to share just because I don't want more heat coming down on
you. You
got
to wrap this one up fast.
Okay. Well, the judge, I'll wrap this point up and then I'll continue to another date. The judge said, quote, be careful, David. These people are capable of anything. So meaning watch out for my life, my health, my freedom.
Yeah, and I suspect the judge knows what they're talking about. But that's no different than any other state where the government is corrupt everywhere. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And you do need to be careful around these people. They are dangerous.
538.com says that the most corrupt state per capita is Louisiana.
Louisiana. Yeah, I believe that. All right. So more tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.